I invite you to listen to the gospel reading for this Lord's Day. It actually is the lectionary passage for today, and I'm sharing with you from the gospel according to Mark chapter 12, verses 41 through 44. Listen for the word of God. He sat down opposite the treasury and watched the crowd putting money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which are worth a penny. Then he called his disciples and said to them, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the treasury. For all of them have contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all that she had to live on." May God bless this reading of his holy word to each of us today. Amen. Stand. Please be seated. Won't you pray with me? Oh Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. Oh Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So let's talk about what it really means to put on the right glasses. There's a story that I just love that I think is so appropriate for today. A family goes out to a restaurant to eat, and right when they sit down, the waitress comes over and the parents immediately place their order. And then all of a sudden, the young daughter in the family pipes up and says, "I'll have a hot dog and French fries." The dad quickly interjects and says to her, "Oh, no, you won't." And then he turns to the waitress and says, "She will have meatloaf, mashed potatoes, and milk." The waitress, with a smile on her face, turns to the young girl and says, "Hun, what would you like on that hot dog?" Waitress leaves. The family is just sitting there stunned. The little girl says, "She thinks I'm real." We all go through life looking at life through a particular lens, right? And we may not be so aware of that lens. We may not be conscious of it. It's what we do as we go from day to day to day, but it may be a lens that's pretty much a conditioned one from our past, one that we were taught, or maybe the lens that we wear, it has to do more with our preferences, what we like, what we don't like. And yet, you know, God calls us to a much higher way. We know that deep down in our hearts, and that is why we are here today, we know that God calls us to see things differently, to look at things differently. And what is that higher way? Isn't it putting on the glasses of love, of compassion, of justice, of peace, of mercy? Those are all the kingdom of God qualities after all. And isn't what love demands, isn't what justice demands, isn't what mercy demands, isn't what peace demands, putting on those glasses, seeing rightly. And most of all, isn't it to notice, okay? Isn't it to notice, wearing those God glasses, isn't it to notice what maybe a lot of other people don't even notice, or what people may shield their eyes from? And so, what if we were to wake up in the morning and say, I'm going to put on God's glasses today. I am going to make it a good day. I'm going to see and notice who and what God wants me to see and to notice. Of course, we have a lot of help in our scripture reading for this morning. As I said, this is actually the lectionary gospel reading for the day. And it's that very, very famous story about the widow's mite, the widow that comes into the temple and she only has 2 copper coins in her hands. All of those others who are labeled as the rich people in the passage, they are just giving fistfuls of coin. Fistfuls. And here, what does she have to offer but the little bit of her savings? And notice that in the midst of all of this, where Jesus' attention is fixed. Jesus notices. Jesus' attention is fixed on the widow with her 2 copper coins. What are those glasses that he seems to be wearing, right? And what does he see? Well, for one thing, I think he sees her dignity. Her dignity, because here she is coming into the temple, and she is considered of no account in society, and yet she feels like what she holds in her hand is actually worthy of value, actually worthy in God's sight. So he sees and notices her dignity, and he, I think, also notices her courage and her trust. Here she is, someone that's just on the edge of poverty in the midst of others who have abundance, but she has the courage to be there in their midst, to give what she has to offer, and to trust that in giving what she has to offer, God can use it to God's glory. Courage and trust are her core values, as well as generosity and sacrifice. And again, that's what Jesus notices. For him, it's not even just noticing, though, I think. I think it's putting it all out there on center stage for him. And the rest of the world would just see what she does as being fine print. When he sees the full news story? A couple of years ago, there was this amazing 11th grader, and now I'm sure she's graduated from high school and has moved on. Her name is Natalie Hampton. I want you to remember that name because she did something pretty amazing. And she wore a certain pair of glasses of love and compassion that helped her notice what other people never noticed. She felt a struggle in the school cafeteria. Remember this? She saw, you know, kids going through the line, getting their lunches, and then feeling frustrated because they didn't have anywhere they felt comfortable sitting. She talks about this in her own words. And I want you to hear exactly what she says, because I think all of us can relate to this, even as adults. You know, when we feel like maybe we don't belong, what do we need to do? What will other people think about us? What is the image we are projecting out there? She internalized all of this because she saw it as a struggle of her peers. And she says this. At my old school, I was completely ostracized by my classmates, so I had to eat lunch alone every day. When you walk into the lunchroom, And you see tables of everyone sitting there, and you know that going up to them would only end in rejection. You feel extremely alone, extremely isolated, and your stomach drops. We've all been there in different ways in our lives. She says, and you're searching for a place to eat, but you know that if you sit by yourself, there's so much embarrassment that comes with that because people will know and they will see you as the one who has nowhere to sit. There's many awful feelings, she says, that comes along with that. So what did she do? You might remember that she developed a particular app. Okay, an app that kids could have on their phone. The app was called and is called Sit With Us. And so those who wanted to be ambassadors and make friends with others, they would register on the Sit With Us app. And it's a lunch planning app so that kids who need a lunch table, they know where they can go, where they will find friendly faces because they know the kids sitting there have an open table for them. Open table for them. I think there's just wonderful Eucharistic imagery in that thought. And so there's the Sit With Us Club. Anyone who wants to can post on the Sit With Us Club app that they have an open seat. And those that need a place to go and sit know where they will find friendly faces and maybe, hopefully, make new friends. So examples of noticing and seeing, seeing in the way that God wants us to see, seeing in the way that we can because we put on the right glasses, those examples are everywhere if we want to be inspired by them. And it's amazing to see the ways that our youth get this when we may not. So what I want to invite you to do today is to think about the way you can choose the glasses that you put on. You can choose to have that special type of seeing that Jesus had. You can notice, truly notice what God wants you to notice as you look through the lens of love, mercy, compassion, faith, peace. Again, all those wonderful qualities of the kingdom of God. My prayer for all of us is that we will truly take up the invitation to really be filled with the true noticing that we are meant to have. Because remember what Jesus said. Jesus said, come, follow me. Amen. Let us pray. O God of love, mercy, compassion, grace, peace, forgiveness, all those things that we stand on as well. Help us as we hear and know your invitation to see rightly, to look rightly out at the world. You commission us to notice the ways that others need our help, to notice in the way that we are asked to notice. Help us, give us the strength. May we know of your courage to do what is asked, a courage that we feel inside of us. This we pray in Christ's name. Amen.